Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, March 6, 2024. China standing by the actions of its Coast Guard in their latest confrontation with Philippine ships in disputed waters. China's harassment of a Philippine resupply mission to the BRP Sierra Madre in Ayungan Shoal resulted in injuries to four Philippine Navy personnel. The Chinese Foreign Ministry asserts the Coast Guard only took restrained and lawful actions against the Philippine vessels. It also accuses Manila of provocations, adding Beijing would continue to firmly safeguard its sovereignty and maritime rights. Meanwhile, the U.S. backing the Philippines following its latest maritime encounter with China. The U.S. State Department condemns what it called China's repeated obstruction of Philippine vessels exercising freedom of navigation. Washington also reaffirming its commitment to its mutual defense treaty with Manila. It notes this extends to armed attacks on Coast Guard vessels. Philippine Senator Aimee Marcos warns of a possible rise in criminality and widespread violence in the 2025 midterm elections following the move to allow civilians to own semi-automatic rifles. The Philippine National Police made minor amendments to the comprehensive law on firearms and ammunition, allowing the public to own high-powered firearms. It comes into effect later this month. Senator Marcos slams the move, saying the penalties for firearm misuse are not commensurate with the grief the public will feel for the possible loss of lives. And electric motorcycles and hybrid vehicles in the Philippines may finally receive tax breaks. The National Economic and Development Authority says it is reviewing the possible inclusion of e-motorcycles in the list of electric vehicles that enjoy lower tariffs. Under Executive Order No. 12, tariff rates for electric vehicles and their components will temporarily be removed for 5 years. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cband.com and iwanttfc.tv.